Hello everyone, and welcome to Navogoda Knowing I Am podcast. In this episode, I don't know the name yet, I just felt like recording something, because I always feel like close to my birthday, which is on the 8th of March, coming up, I always feel like looking back at the past years. I don't do it too often, because mostly I end up doing it New Year's Eve or January, beginning of January. But sometimes I really feel like looking back and seeing the journey that it took for me to get where I am. And the things that I find is very important, or I'm really pleased about, is that I find myself moving forward rather than backwards. Because I think this has always been something that I always wanted to avoid. This is why I always wanted to make sure that everything that I do, I want to do. I don't want to find myself somewhere in life or in a situation where I'm so uncomfortable, where I'm like, what am I doing here? I don't want to be here, you know? And so even before Neville, it's like, I remember when I was 15, I actually promised myself to live my life so that I never have to regret anything, you know? This is why when, let's say when I feel something, let's say love, for example, when I like someone, I care about someone, I have feelings for someone, I never felt like, okay, just keeping it to myself or something. It was like, I don't care. I'm just, you know, I'm going to express it. Like, I'm going to express it. I'm going to just be honest and real. And that's one example, but in all areas of my life, I just wanted to like be always my authentic self and really saying yes when the answer is yes and no when it is no, regardless of the outcome. Because at the end of the day, it's really how you feel. And if you keep saying yes or saying no just to make other people feel in a certain way or not to disturb the harmony or anything, you know, it's never good for you. It's never good for you. And for me to look back to all these years, to my life, and realize that I actually did that, in many cases, I mean, I have to be honest, from 2019, you can say, I was a bit shaky, but a lot had happened there, and I still went with my feeling. I still was like, okay, if something doesn't feel the way it should feel, which is good, positive, I'm not gonna do it, or I'm not gonna stay there, I'm not just gonna hang around, you know? And I obviously did turn things around and made sure that I'm in a situation where I feel comfortable. Like, my whole life should be a place where I feel comfortable. And I think that's a big goal or a big focus, or actually the most important thing that should be. And the bonus with the law of assumption is you can change every single moment to your liking, you know? It's like, it doesn't matter where you are, you actually always can transform your life. It might take a few days, a few weeks, sometimes even a few months, but just make sure that you are focused on what you actually want. Don't sit around and wait for things to happen when you know that you are the reason that you are where you are. It doesn't matter where you are. I know I keep repeating myself, but this is really something to bear in mind. It's so important to understand that regardless where you stand this second, you can be somewhere completely different tomorrow. You just have to decide that that's what you want. Just pick the direction you want to go. Just choose, just decide and say, okay, now I am going there. And this is what you do. Don't sit around in a stagnant or in a pause mode or something, waiting for things to happen. Because I know sometimes people think, divine timing. I personally, I don't believe. Because here's the thing, it's kind of contradictory, you know? If you say like, okay, everything exists now. Like, you can have everything you want now, because obviously there are different versions of us. We live, there are different realities, so we can shift to any reality at any given moment. We just have to shift our state and we are there, you know, and then stay there and focus there and keep on walking towards that destination that we want. So for me to say then, yeah, well, you cannot, yes, you can have it, but there is divine timing. So if the timing now is not right, it cannot happen. That doesn't make any sense, because in one hand you say, yeah, you can do whatever you want, basically. And then again, it's like, yeah, well, but not hard, you know? And I'm like, that's not true, because that's always in you. Because if something is not moving forward, then it's because something within you is still stagnant or is still operating based on the old story. And that's where you have to go back and be like, okay, I need to change that. Why am I still sitting here and waiting for this or that to happen, you know? It can't be, because it can't be that you're still on the same spot for like, I mean, some people are even for years waiting for their manifestation to come to pass. Or even if it's months. I mean, I'm someone, it is not really about being impatient or something. It's about the fact that everything exists now. So what am I waiting for? Why should it be in 2 months? If you say now is the only existing time, why is 2 months relevant? It's not. It does not matter at all. Because when I'm there in 2 months, it's still going to be now. But the point I'm trying to make is, it's like, always choose the things in this moment. Just choose them for now. Like, okay, I want to have it now. I want to be that now. Yes, it will take a few weeks, a few months for you to actually completely shift there. But it's okay. Then again, it's based on you. Of course, if you're someone who's like, okay, I manifest instantly, I shift instantly into the realities I want, to the desired things I want. Of course it can happen just like this, you know? It really depends on you and the truths and the beliefs that you have in place within you to believe those type of things. If you think like instant manifestations are like, oof, are difficult or are something that, you know, you cannot just get like that, then this is what you will experience. But if you're someone who's like, who experienced like the weirdest thing happening like that, and you're like, okay, no, it is possible. Like 100%, I believe that when I say I want XYZ, I will have it like that. With a snap of a finger, I will have it. So why wait around for, yeah, okay, okay, until you are ready. And like, this is also something. I mean, I am also including myself, because I used to do that as well. Be like, yeah, I have to be ready. I'm not ready. And I would like unconsciously sabotaging myself, you know, like being like, yeah, okay, I have to wait for this, because I was just like that. I was not ready to step into that version of myself. It wasn't like that the whole thing itself was not ready, like needed to be prepared to dealt with, like it had its own process, etc. That's not true. It was, everything depends on you. If things look like they will, they need still some improvement, progress, or a process until they come to full fruition. That's all because of you. It's because you, within you, hold that belief that that's necessary for you to get there. And I had this thing, I would like push things away unconsciously. I mean, sometimes consciously as well, because I was like, oh, this would take so much from me. Like, I mean, that's what I thought. But then again, it's like, okay, this is what you've always wanted. Like, you cannot, you're working towards it, but you're just kind of putting your, like dipping your toe in the water, you know? You're not jumping right in the way you're supposed to. Just kind of dipping in, like, okay, yeah, and first I have to do this, then I have to do that. And that's nonsense. That is so not true. You do not have to do A, B, C, D until you get to where you want to go. Like, you can right this second be there. But if you, within you, have these stories and fears and things holding you back, then of course it's going to look like, okay, you still need time, but you, in reality, you don't. There is a version of you that is already living it. The thing you need to do, you need to start identifying with that version. You need to stop identifying with the version that does not have it, that is still in the waiting mode. In the okay, I want it, but in the still holding back, holding itself back, basically, or themselves back. And that's what you have to do. I mean, this whole manifestation thing and the progress of it, it's really, I mean, everything depends on you. If you're still stuck in yesterday, you cannot go anywhere else. Then always back. Even if you are in today, you're still gonna be in yesterday. What I mean by that is, like, if you're still stuck on the past, even in the now, you will still keep going back. And by doing so, you will feel like there is no change happening, which is not really true, which actually is not true, not really, like, it is not true. It just seems like that, because you keep on choosing the same old things that you are saying you don't want any longer. You keep on choosing them. And the key here is to stop doing that, to realize that, okay, my thinking, my speaking is still caught up in the past. That has to stop. But I want to go there, to the future. I want to go to this version. I need to stop claiming the old version again and again, and so continuing this cycle that keeps repeating itself, just with different people and different scenarios. But at the end of the day, it's always the same theme. And that is the problem, because if you want a different theme, you entirely have to get out of there. So you have to start speaking and thinking towards the version that you want. You have to speak as that version that you wish, desire to be. everything else you have to return or leave where it is. It is in the past. And no one cares about the past. The now matters. And where you are going in the now, so to speak. So, this is something to really keep in mind. If you find yourself in the same situations again and again, you have to stop for a second. Even if you really just stop your pattern, take a step back and just look, think, breathe, whatever, but just get calm and realize, okay, no, this is not what I want to do. I mean, you can start moving towards the version that you want right now after listening to this. You just start saying the things that version would say. For example, like, make different choices. Like, for example, that's probably a silly one, but it's just an example to give you an idea how you can start changing. Because, for example, if every day you go to work taking the same route, you know, and you just decide, okay, no, because, I mean, let's say you have more options, like different routes to drive to work, and you take the one where you probably pass Starbucks to get your coffee, whatever. I'm just saying things, so don't take it, you know, directly based on your situation. But let's say you do that. You just decide, okay, no, I'm going to take the other route. And then I'll get my coffee from Pret, whatever, I don't know, for some shop, store, I don't care. But that's how the pattern starts to change, because like then you're not in this old routine, and then it's like, okay, well, wait, we have to rearrange things now for your subconscious mind, for example, because it's used to you taking the same route day in and day out. And when you decide, okay, no, I'm gonna take a different, it's like, okay, wait, we have to rearrange, okay, we're gonna do that. And then your day is already gonna go differently because you chose a different version of you that day. It's not the one that you always choose. You suddenly chose a different one. This is why things will go differently. And that's like how it starts, like step by step, you start making different choices than the ones you always make. And that way you realize that you are becoming a different version of you, because the one who used to do the same things over and over again is not there anymore, because you've changed something. It doesn't have to be like a major change. It really like something tiny, something insignificant that you start changing, and then you start seeing, okay, you think differently. You start speaking probably also differently, because that version is always like in this routine, in this same loop, let's say, is changing, because suddenly everything has to rearrange itself, you know? And that's how you get out of these old habits and embrace new ones, or just let yourself be directed to new things. Like, just keep the mindset of, okay, this is what I want. Just be in the flow and like, okay, I'm gonna get there. God in me will guide me there. Just leave it just to Him and be like, thank you, and then go on. But just the important thing is really that your focus is where you want it to be, where you want to go. Stop going back to the old things. I mean, yes, sometimes it happens automatically because you are so stuck in the old ways. But when you start piece by piece stepping out of that, you're gonna see how things will start to change, and you're gonna find yourself in a different life and different situations. And you yourself will be like, huh, start seeing your world differently. Like, it seems like you have like new eyes With new eyes, you're looking into the world. And this is something I find very important. I think this is what wanted to come out today. And I find it just important to just follow your God within. Just follow your heart, follow your feeling, follow your joy, follow your happiness. You know, don't let people put you. I mean, people never put you in anything anyways. It's always you. Every time you accept something, you are making a choice, obviously. And sometimes people don't even notice that they are like agreeing to things, and those are their personal choices, because they don't want to, I don't know, to be in an uncomfortable situation, or they don't want to upset anyone, etc. It doesn't matter what the reason is, but stop doing that, especially when you come to understand that you are the operant power, and everything and everyone in your reality obeys you. They only mirror the way you feel, think, speak within. Those stories, beliefs, and truth that you hold dearly within, consciously or unconsciously, they just mirror those things back to you. So if you want different stories, if you want to experience the new you, new versions of you, new versions of the people in your world, you have to start telling those new stories, matching what you want, obviously. And that just is. This is basically just a reminder to return to yourself, to really get into the habit of stepping back internally every now and then during your day, to realize, okay, is this really who I want to be in this moment? Is this really how I want to feel in this moment? If it's not, then change that. Just say, God within, change it. Just speak an affirmation, for example, like, why am I feeling exactly the way I want to feel? Why am I feeling one with God in me? Or, I don't know. There are different things, different ways you can change that. Or just say, in that moment, I want to feel great. I want everything to be in the flow. Whatever you feel like saying. But just start doing those type of things. Especially when you are in an environment that is stressful, or you have a stressful day at work or whatever you're doing. Learn to do that. Learn to step aside every now and then. I mean, it's not like you have to step aside for like 10, 20 minutes or something. It's really just for a few seconds. You really just zoom out and be still for a moment. Just like look for a second and just be within yourself. And I mean, it doesn't have to take more than a few minutes, or sometimes it really just 30 seconds or something, really depends. But just get into that habit. When a lot is going on, especially when you feel like overwhelmed, if you feel overwhelmed, really step aside, go within and let that go. And you're going to see it's going to come such an amazing flow into whatever was stuck or stagnant, and things will just start going their way and opening up to that what you truly desire, to the way you want to experience things. So that was the message. And remember that. It's really a good thing to know this law, to understand that there is nothing that can ever be out of your control unless you choose to give your power away. Otherwise, you are always in control, regardless how it seems, regardless how you feel. If you feel overwhelmed, God is within you. Tell him to him, her, however you want to refer to this being, tell this being to just release you from whatever you're feeling. Just make everything flow easily and benefit you. Just choose how you want to feel. Just say, no, I want to feel like this and that. And then embrace it. Be really the power that you are. Because there is no bigger gift than that. I promise you. There is no bigger gift than to understand that in every single moment of your life, you always have the power.